Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
Yeah, we've lost Burt Reynolds, 82 years old, passed away yesterday of a heart attack. The 911 call was made about noon. Burt Reynolds, 82 years old, rest in peace. Certainly, you know, the type of personality and actor and all that anymore is just not politically correct. The whole strutting, swaggering, womanizing sort of persona that he had, which, you know, made him beloved to women for years. I mean, women loved him. Guys wanted to be him. You know what I mean? It just, in today's very sensitive environment, it just wouldn't cut it anymore. But Burt Reynolds, you look at the list of movies that he made. I mean, this was a guy, what a catalog of film. He was, you know, The Longest Yard, Smokey and the Bandit. Love the Smokey and the Bandit movies. Now, what did they do? Two or three of those? Something like that? Deliverance. My gosh, if you've never seen Deliverance, it is, it'll make your skin crawl. It was a great performance. And I gotta think, was he nominated for an Oscar for that? I don't remember, but it was an amazing film. Ned Beatty, by the way. I bet you it's a film Ned Beatty wishes he didn't. You just think about what happened to Ned Beatty in there. I'm not going to go into details. Hooper, he was a stuntman in Hooper. Boogie Nights, he played the adult film director in that thing, Boogie Nights. Speaking of Deliverance, by the way, you know that was his real hair in Deliverance, Burt Reynolds. He wore a toupee for years, which I didn't know. I guess it was common knowledge, but I didn't know it. But he said that he wore a toupee because he was pretty thin on top, and he actually used a toupee guy recommended by William Shatner, who, again, is not exactly known for his good hair, I don't think, but I don't know. Anyway, but he really liked what this guy, what William Shatner recommended. So, but that was his hair in Deliverance. But the rest of the time, one of the things Burt Reynolds said about hair, if I may continue this thought for just a moment, is that he says the problem with toupees is that guys use too much of it. They go overboard on it, and then it just starts looking like some kind of weird flower on their head. So yeah, Burt Reynolds had just the right amount of hair, man. And you know, again, handsome guy, women loved him. He was a sex symbol of the 70s and into the 80s. He did that centerfold. Remember in Cosmo? He did a centerfold spread in Cosmo on the bearskin rug with a hat strategically positioned. Yeah, that was he. Although he expressed regret about that years later. He goes, I don't know why I did that. I shouldn't have done that centerfold, but he did. He's married to Lonnie Anderson. And do you remember they were on the cover of People magazine? I don't know how many times, but 1989, I very much remember the cover of he and Lonnie Anderson and their adopted baby, Quentin, on the cover there with Lonnie Anderson saying on the cover, "Aren't we blessed?" But that turned into a nasty divorce. They were married for about 5 years. Sally Field. He said Sally Field was the one that got away. She was the love of Burt Reynolds' life. But he had a number of female conquests in his life. And you look at the list. This is another thing I found very interesting. Burt Reynolds. There were a whole lot of famous roles, movie roles, that he turned down. He turned down the role of Han Solo in Star Wars. Michael Corleone. How about that? Rocky Balboa. Now, it's funny because Sylvester Stallone wrote Rocky. And I guess maybe originally he didn't picture himself in the role. I don't know. But so maybe he offered it to Burt Reynolds. I suppose he did, but he turned that down. He also turned down the role of the Bruce Willis part in Die Hard. The Jack Nicholson part in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Richard Gere's part in Pretty Woman, he turned that down too. It's funny, they said to him, are there any movie roles that you turned down that were famous that you wish you had taken? And he says, no, I don't want to say that because then it's like I'm saying they weren't good. Very diplomatic answer, Bert. But we've lost Burt Reynolds. What an icon of Hollywood. And again, we will never, I don't think we'll ever see that sort of persona again. Rest in peace. Burt Reynolds.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.